Paul is telling them to be prepared to endure the unexpected with patience. Now, I don't know about you, but that's one of the fruit of the Spirit that I'm very weak on. Anybody relate to that? Impatience? Anybody suffer with impatience? Yeah, I'm a get-it-done kind of guy. I'm a full steam ahead. Let's move. Let's get it done. Let's move. Sometimes I run ahead of God, and you know what happens then. I usually fall flat on my face. Patience. Patience is a virtue that all of us need, but patience is developed through character. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit that Paul talks about elsewhere in Galatians chapter 5. It's all something all of us need more of. Patience. Patience. Paul says, receive the gift of endurance and patience through the power of God. The third gift Paul talks about is the gift of joyful gratitude. Joyful gratitude. He says, not only have the endurance and patience you need, but may you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. You know, there's a big difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is an emotion. Joy is an attitude. Joy comes from your soul. Happiness is a mental thing. Joy and thankfulness are attitudes. Joy, joyful, giving thanks to God. Paul says elsewhere to count it all joy. Rejoice in all things. To be joyful in all things. And I know that's hard to do when we're hurting. When we're going through family problems and difficulties and struggles with powers and principalities and even our own family sometimes. But the good news is that we can be joyful in the fact that God is with us in the midst of that turmoil. That God loves us no matter what. Paul says to be joyful, but at the same time give thanks to God. And many of us will be gathering around our dinner tables this Thursday afternoon in between football games, enjoying a bountiful meal. But I can also tell you there are people in the Congo, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. There are people in Zambia. There are people, there are children in Haiti living under a drop cloth tent. There are people around the world who are eating bowls of corn mush as we're sitting down to our turkey and our dressing and our cranberry sauce and our mashed potatoes and our whatever your tradition is. And we're to be thankful for that. But also remember the hungry people around the world, the children and adults who do not have enough to eat. Joyfully giving thanks to God with a grateful heart. Paul was calling for the people of God in Colossae for this joy and this gratitude because they were going to need it battling the different difficulties that they had as a new startup church. Paul had been around the known world at that point and seen the church suffering, persecuted, and torn apart by the Judaizers and the Gentiles who were trying to trip him up. And he knew that the Colossians would need this word of grace as we need it today. So as you pray for me, as I pray for you, as we pray for one another for joy and for thanksgiving and for power and patience and endurance, let's not forget to give thanks to God for His abundant blessings. But then the fourth gift I want to talk about today is the greatest gift of all. The gift that Paul mentions here is in verse 20. The gift of the giver. The gift of the giver. Yes, in verse 19 actually, Paul writes, "For God in all His fullness was pleased to live in Christ." Think about that. Get your minds wrapped around that concept. God in all His fullness. What's the fullness of God? It's unlimited. The fullness of God is eternal. And all of that was manifest, incarnate in the flesh and blood person of Jesus Christ, who lived among us, who walked with us, who suffered, who died, and lives again. It is in Him that God, verse 20, reconciled everything to Himself, and made peace with everything by means of Christ's blood on the cross. You see, the gift that God gave is the giver. You ever get a surprise gift, something you thought, well, that would be nice, but I know I'm not going to get, and boom, it shows up under the tree. An unexpected surprise gift. Well, here's one here. The giver of every good and perfect gift is, in fact, the gift to us as people of God. The giver of all these gifts that we've just talked about is Himself the ultimate gift to us from God. And what's included in this gift? What comes with this gift? Oh, how about forgiveness? How about reconciliation? You know, our relationship with God is broken by sin, but by faith and the acceptance of God's grace and forgiveness, we are reconciled. We are set right with God. We are made right with God. We are justified with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Included in this gift is God's peace, the peace that passes all understanding. What's included in this gift is hope. Hope when all things seem hopeless and futile. God gives us hope. And of course, love. And all of this is God's gift to us in the gift. In the gift of Jesus Christ. And it's all His grace. Just a reminder that no one, no matter how bad they are, no matter how far they have strayed, no matter how much they have sinned, is beyond the reach and the grace of God. No one's situation or circumstances are too big for God to handle. And no problem, I don't know what you're dealing with right now, no problem is too big for God. Yes, we've had some problems here at the church in the last year, and particularly the last few months, but you know what? God's still on the throne. God is still walking with us. God is still guiding us and leading us, the leadership of this church, you, God's people, through it all. I've learned to talk to Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to turn to Christ. Through it all, God is with us. And so, I just want to close with these words today, because I'm preaching to myself a little bit here now. This Advent, Christmas season, we can receive these gifts. What are the gifts? Strength, endurance, patience, gratitude, and of course, the gift itself. We can receive all these gifts for ourselves and be blessed. But I don't think God wants us to keep them to ourselves. Do you? I think God wants us to share those gifts with others, with the people that we know, the people that we meet, beginning in our own families. Why not share these gifts with those we know, those we love, but also those that you know are hurting? Someone who's going through a broken marriage, perhaps. Someone who's going through a financial crisis. Someone who's going through a personal crisis, physical, emotional. Pray with them. Pray with them. Just these words from Paul. This is a wonderful prayer to share with somebody, that you're praying for them, just as Paul was praying for us, for this church. And then tell them how great God is and how God has worked in your life, and that the gift has been your strength and your portion. Because when you stop and think about it, is there any greater gift than that we could receive this Christmas than the gift Himself? The question is that gift on your Christ wish list today? Let us pray. Father, we need your word each and every day. We need your strength. We need your power. We need patience and endurance every day. But most of all, Lord, we need Jesus, who is the manifestation of all your gifts, love, hope, joy, and peace, all wrapped up in one. And so, God, as we leave this place today, let us leave with the knowledge now that we've heard, faith comes by hearing, that you love each and every one of us, and that you want us to live abundant lives in this life with the hope of eternal life in the next. But to take that message of love, hope, peace, and joy to the world so that we can be a part of disciple making, sharing the love of Christ that can transform hearts, transform lives for the transformation of our world. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your gifts. Thank you for Jesus. For it is in his precious name that we pray. Amen. Amen.